approval sorted out. Whatever God is saying to one here, if you can receive it, it's happening to you too. Someone way middle back, I hear the Lord saying to me, you've been praying for funding. You're somewhere seated middle back area. Whoever you are, would you wave your hand for me? God bless you. I see. Oh my goodness. All right. So the Lord is just showing me that it is granted. Funding has, I don't know what you are trusting God for. Funding. I'm just hearing funding. And I'm hearing the Lord saying, funding granted. Hallelujah. You have won the victory. Yeah, yeah, hallelujah. You have won. Someone missed a promotion here. You missed promotion last year. But the Lord is saying, not this year again. Please, who are you? You missed promotion last year. God bless you. I just heard it clearly. The Lord said that you will not miss it again. Come, sweetie. Come quickly. Come here. You will not miss it. Hallelujah. You have won the victory. You will not miss it. Oh yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want to settle something quickly here. The Lord said the voice of contention must be silenced. There is someone under the sound of my voice, and the Lord is saying there's a loud voice of contention. It is so strong that it's almost running you mad. Permit me to use that. It's almost running because of how loud it is. And this is what I'm hearing. You will not be married. That voice keeps telling you, you will not be married. And the Lord said, who is it that seeth a thing and it comes to pass when God has not spoken? I want to shut that voice down. Wherever you are, wave your hands at me. If you want to come quickly. There's a voice running, almost running you mad. Strange voice. Please don't kneel down so that you don't keep the people. Oh my God. In the name of Jesus. Wow. Stay. We'll just give me some. Sorry, sir. Come. My brother, come. Come. That voice will no longer continue. I shut down that voice. And I shut down the altar sponsoring that voice. That's the hand of the Lord on you. It's over. Jesus. It's over. Lift your hands up. I want to pray for you. Now in the name of Jesus, I shut down the voices speaking against you, against your marital destiny. I decree and declare that such voices cease from today. Never again. Now I decree that all of you go into your marital destiny. Let your doors be open. Let your doors be open. Let your doors be open. In Jesus' mighty name. Would you put your hands together for the Lord? John chapter 10 verse 10. Let's look at it very quickly. The thief comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life, enjoy life, have life in abundance, have life to the full, and have life. Say loud and clear. Say it louder. Life till it overflows. Someone say, I have overflowing life. Father, we pray for the blessing in Jesus' mighty name. Please, you may be seated for a few minutes. The life that God puts in Jesus to give to us is an overflowing life. It is a life that cannot be hidden. It's a life that flows out and touches whatever we are in contact with. The life of God has the power to change things around you. The life of God on the inside of us is not meant to stay inside. That life is designed to flow out of us and touch family, touch our children, touch our sectors of society, touch the nation, touch the marketplace and the workplace. Wherever we go to, there must be that dripping effect. There must be that overflowing effect. What is inside us must touch what is outside us. What is inside us must affect what is around us. Wherever the life of God goes into, it makes a difference. Say, I carry the life of God. So everyone that is born of God, everyone that is born again, everyone that has received Jesus carries the life of God. This life is the highest life any mortal being can ever have. And let me quickly say here that this life is the life that angels desire to have. This life that you have is the life that the angels you worship, the angels you pray to, the angels you want to be around you, this life, these angels desire to have them. It is the reason why they were so amazed that when God decided to give his life, decided to share his life, he did not share it with them. He decided to share it with man. That's why they said, see, what is this man that you are so mindful of him? I wish, I'm not going to go to the first service. I touched on some things in the first service. I wish you can go listen to it after your service, your own service today. I'm sure it's going to bless you because I need to move a little bit further today. Did I talk to us about this life manifesting as light last week? Is that what I talked about last week here? Okay. So first of all, I told you that this life is not a conservative life. This is not a life to be hidden. Society cannot change when we hide this life. Society cannot be transformed when we hide this life. Please take some time out to study how that Europe was transformed, reformed. You will get to discover that in the early days, Christians allowed this life to flow out of them. And it was the life of God that transformed places like Germany, transformed places like Switzerland, and quite a number, including the United Kingdom. The life of God flowing out of those who carried Christ was what initially laid the foundation of the United States. That's why they said, in God we what? We trust. How that when they were writing the Constitution in those days, they would spend time in prayer. Were they all born again? No. But did Christ take a rule over that season? Yes. When you carry the life of God, your grandchildren will be affected by it. When you carry the life of God, your children will be impacted by it. The life of God in you doesn't make your children become born again, but it can influence them. That you carry God's life doesn't mean your children automatically are saved. But because of that life, it will play a significant role in their development. Wherever this life comes into, it makes a difference. So this life should be manifested. It's not a life to be hidden. In the office, this life should not be hidden. At work, this life should not be hidden. And when this life is in manifestation, it manifests in form as salt. Don't forget that. We say it manifests as what? Salt. Number two, it manifests as what? It manifests as light. Did I give you anything more? Yes, last week. It manifests as salt. It manifests as light. Praise the name of the Lord. So it illuminates. We shared that last week. But there was something I did not share with you, which I shared in the first service, and I hope you go listen to that. Here's what I want to share with you. Jesus said, "I am the light." And he used capital letter. He used capital letter to start the word light. He said, "I am the light." And then he also said, "You are also the light." He said, "I am the light of the world." He said, "You are the light of the world." So, big question. Who? I am the light, you are the light. Who really is the light? We are all lights. But here's the mistake you never make. When he said, "I am the light," the scripture used capital letter L to introduce the light that he is, a small letter L to introduce the light that you are. Now, there is no confusion if you go back to Genesis, where the Bible said the greater light rules by day and the lesser light by night. Is that okay? And we all understand from science that the moon does not have a light in itself. That the moon shines light by reflection, meaning that there is a light that comes on the moon that gives the earth light. So the moon reflects light. Meaning that the light that the moon offers you is not a self-generated light. Similarly, the light that we are and the light that we reflect, they are not self-generated. The only reason we are light is because we have light. Jesus is the light of this world. So receiving him is receiving the light of this world. So we shine as light because we possess light. Are you getting what we say here? So you are not light because of the kind of family you come from. You are not light because of your education. You are not light because of your complexion. You are not light because of your family background. You are light because you possess light. Light overcomes darkness. So as light, when you show up where darkness is, it's important for you to know that darkness cannot, will not, must not overcome light. Darkness is a reflection of the absence of light or the absence of sufficient light. Please, can I say that again? Darkness is the reflection of the absence of light or sufficient light. So where you see darkness in society, there isn't there light or sufficient light. Light travels far and fast. Light travels far and it travels fast in a straight line. Science have been able to discover that light travels at 186,282 miles per second. That's why they call it the speed of light. 182,000 miles per second. Your car, the speedometer of your car is about 250. Averagely, most cars, the speedometer is 250 kilometer per, not per second. Beloved, we are saying light travels 182,000 miles, not kilometer, per second. Light. It travels far, it travels fast. In a straight line. There's something about those who carry light. You will notice their life is full of speed. Do you get that now? I'm going somewhere. Light travels what, ma? Far and fast. Should I come here? Are there Pentecostals here? I should come talk to you guys. So, leave all these people. I hope you will get it. Doctor, light travels. You're a science person. Light travels far and what? And fast. Why is it that I've not gone very far? Why is it that my life is not moving very fast? Is it the devil stopping me? The entrance of thy word giveth what? Talk to me now. The entrance of thy word giveth what? And when that light enters me, I will begin to travel fast and go very far. So it is the absence of light. Generally, whether spiritual light or natural light, you don't run fast when it's dark. Am I talking to somebody here? You don't have a devil problem, you have a light problem. Because even the devil is called darkness. So the devil is called the ruler of the darkness of this world. Is that okay? So the devil rules where darkness prevails. Woman of God, are you getting that? The devil rules where darkness prevails. So they say, Papa, look at what the devil is doing in my life. Look at what the devil is doing in my life. That, if the devil is so much around you, it means what is prevailing? In any aspect of life where you are not moving fast, in that area of life, you have not gained light. Recovery is a function of light. Advancement is a function of light.
speed is a function of light. You can't travel faster than the light you carry. Admiring the speed of others won't give you speed. Running at the speed of those who have light, which you don't have, is the reason for many casualties. The beautiful thing about life is that any man can pick up at any age if he can get light. You can pick up at any time if you can get light. I was doing some studies and I stumbled on an analysis about years ago. Do you know that for us, sir, I'm talking about what happened in my lifetime. For us to go from Bauchi here in the north to Lagos, sir, we started our journey on December 20th. My mother is here. We started our journey December 20th. We got to Lagos December 25 by train. Now, I'm not saying we travel from Nigeria to Mecca. We just from north to, we were inside train. Just Niger here to Lagos, 3 days. I'm talking in my lifetime. I'm telling you what happened in my lifetime. And in this same lifetime, I fly from here. I can fly from any part of Nigeria to any part of Nigeria. I can fly within 1 hour. There was a time I was told how that to go from Nigeria to the Middle East, people will spend 1 year. Yes. So they use 1 year to go and come. They trek, they go on camels if you can afford it. They trek, get somewhere, rest, continue. We are going to see God. We are going to meet God in somewhere. There was a time where it took that long to travel. There was a time to fly from London to Nigeria. It took longer hours. But technology, men began to gain what you call light in the field of science. And somebody gained light enough to be able to bring out what you call a supersonic jet. Sir, we are having trains now that are super trains that can travel between Chicago and some other states in America in few hours. In China, they are seeing such trains move with exceptional speed. How did they attain those levels of speed? Because they gained access by light into the way things work. The world is not as backward as Africa is. And Africa is not perpetually under a spell. The challenge of Africa is that our laboratories, our universities, research and development, they are not properly funded, and young people are not inspired enough to stay in the place of research to gain light. Politicians know what they are doing. It is in the interest of politicians that our laboratories, research and development are not working properly. Because then power will be in the hands of some amazing people. If light comes, sir, if our young people, why should a young man stay in the lab trying to figure out solution to a problem that eventually he knows nobody will fund? Are you catching what is going on here now? Why will I waste my life trying to research something into the progress of this country when I know eventually I will have to be bribed into just to see somebody to tell that I have found a solution? And it is in the interest of those who are damaging and destroying the country. It is in their interest that solutions that will make society better is not found. Because it will mean there's nothing to put budget for anymore. Pastor, I was watching with a great amazement. I don't know if some of you saw it online. Latest development in the world of telemedicine. How that you see boxes carrying drugs all over the place. AI has infiltrated the world of medicine. And we are still here seeing nurses carrying drugs all over in their hands. People are still carrying files, medical files are still getting missing in hospital. In this age. Sorry, madam, we can't find your file. As if we're applying for a contract. Files are missing. Medical files. Just to appease a family, we will carry a ventilator that the last time it worked was the first time it was employed. Because it was fake. We plugged it, it stopped working. But since then, we put it on your nose. And because the people you plug it on, the people watching them, nobody understands the difference. We just see water bubbling. We say it's working. The world has moved on the strength of light. Anywhere people gain light, have light into how things work, they move faster. Light governs speed. Please, church, I'm a man of prayer. I believe in prayer. And I know that there are powers, there are limitations, there are barriers in the invisible realm. But I want to say to you, most of our delays are perpetuated. Most of our delays are carried out, influenced by the operation of darkness. And when I use the word darkness, I'm talking about ignorance. Somebody will get to the place of prayer and say, Father, open my eyes. Open my eyes, Lord. Let me see. The day you see, something will change in your life. Father, give me light. Let me know me. Who is me? Guys, are you hearing me, sir? Light, Lord, show me who I is. Open my eyes. Open my eyes. Stop telling a girl to stop wearing short skirts. Stop telling a girl to cover her breasts. Why must she cover her breasts? Stop telling a guy to stop walking around naked. Why will he stop walking around naked? Pray for him to have light. The moment light entered Gadara, the moment light entered Gadara, Pastor Sunday, am I correct, sir? Mark chapter 5, am I correct, sir? The moment light entered Gadara, the demoniac who had been cutting himself, who had been damaging himself, when light entered his space, when he encountered light, the Bible says that they saw him clothed in his right mind. So nakedness is a reflection of the absence of light. Naked behavior is indicative that darkness is ruling your life. Church girl that likes to come to church and you don't just know why after you finish dressing. You must be naked. Sweetheart, we love you and honestly keep coming to church. Our prayer, like Paul the Apostle, we are in travail for you. That Christ be formed in you. We are in prayer for you that light will come, that one day you will stumble on the light that makes you know the queen that you are. You will remember, you will discover the royalty that you are. You will then suddenly realize that royalty don't leave this one open. That royalty don't leave this place open. That royalty don't show this place. I'm talking to someone. Help me shout light. We are trying to change behavior where we need to have spiritual transformation. Nakedness is normal for someone who is in darkness. See the way you answer me in church, you don't understand what I'm saying. When you are in your own house and you close the door, no children inside the house in the night. Where do you sleep with trousers and boxer? Do you like that? Darkness facilitates nakedness. You're not hearing me. Darkness facilitates nakedness. Mark chapter 5, the Bible said this man was under the influence of a demonic spirit, so darkness was his portion. And light came in the person of Jesus. As soon as light came, the Bible says in the end, he was dressed in his right mind. Dressed in his right mind. Don't dress a man who needs light. Stop teaching a man who is in darkness how to dress. What they need first is light. When light comes, darkness will be corrected. Dressing will be corrected. Sit down. I mean, imagine. It is, except if Pastor Sunday didn't do a good job in vetting. I don't expect somebody in the choir to be dressing, showing us. I didn't see anything. That you came to, you are coming to lead worship. And Mount Horeb and Sinai. Even in the era of Moses, I read my Bible enough to know that the Bible said the cloud of the glory of God covered the top of Sinai and and Horeb. In the Old Testament, where there was no cloth, cloud covered it where there was no cloth. It's a mystery that in an era where there is cloth, there's no more covering. Where there was no cloth, cloud covered. Sinai and Horeb had cloth covering them as cloud. Now in the era where there's wrapper, there's enough clothes. They will not say something like, little like. What amazes me is that you bought a complete yard, you now render yardless. And the same thing with our young men. Of all the trousers you saw, there were many, many boxers. Your size was there. Your younger brother's size was there. Your baby's size was there. The one you went for is your baby size. And you are now walking around like somebody that's under a curse. With everything dangling out there. Sir, we are not angry at you. Sir. Honestly, we are not. It just shows us that our intercession is not complete. That we must continue to pray for you, that what will happen to you, sir? Light will enter your life. Let me look at your neighbor and say, I'm okay. You need light. You need light. You know. Let me me tell the person, seriously, the way you are looking now, I'm in prayer for you. Just tell the person, I'm in prayer for you. Can I have your name? I need to be praying for you. I love you. Light gives life. In him was life, and the life was the light of all men. Life gives light. Light gives life. Light may be blocked when it's on its way, but sir, you cannot stop light. It will find its way around the obstacle. Am I talking to somebody, sir? It will either be reflected, refracted. Somehow, light will always find a way. Let me look at your neighbor and say, you're unstoppable. You are not talking like a preacher. Lay hands on the person and say, you're unstoppable. They block you here, you follow there. You block me here, I follow here. Tell your neighbor, I'm unstoppable. Say like a minute, I'm unstoppable. No witch can stop you. No power can stop you. No juju can stop you. Lay your hand upon yourself like you value your destiny. Stand on your feet and say, I'm unstoppable. Political powers can't stop me. Generational powers can't block me. Societal power can't block me. Say to yourself, I will get to my destination. I will reach my highest height. I will reach my zenith. No power will stop me. Sickness can't block me. Affliction can't stop me. Say, I'm unstoppable. I'm not hearing you say, I'm unstoppable. Please sit down. A few minutes, I'll be done. You are light. The only person that can stop you is you. When you choose not to go, you can't go. Even God won't force you to go. Nobody decides how far you can go. Destiny decides it. But if God says you will get to that height, 1,000 devils may line up. You will get there. Who am I talking to in this house? Can I hear you say, I will get there? You are not talking like light. Say, I will get. I'm just sharing your nature with you. I'm telling you that, listen, have you ever seen the cloud stop the sun from shining its light? I will shine through you. I will shine over you. I will shine around you. You can't stop me. You can't hinder me. Somebody shout, I'm unstoppable. So when it was time for me to start shining, my father died. So that he can block me. So that I will not be able to go to school. My father died. Not only did daddy now died, my mother couldn't make income. My mother was not educated. So no education, no job. Uncles, no, we can't support you. Blockade everywhere. But I knew destiny told me, I'm going to University of Ibadan. Destiny told me I'm going to the best petroleum institute in this country. I knew, I heard God's voice clearly. Just when I was about to start, all that could have facilitated such possibilities were withdrawn from my life. Is that not where many of us stop? As of my life, it was when I wanted to start, my mother died. My own father too died. Pastor, everybody in the family turned against me. Not everybody, everybody turned against me. Pastor, there was nobody to help me. You even have nobody to count? It's somebody that has somebody that will say eventually nobody. If you have nobody, there's nobody. Is that okay? When the best advice you were given was to replace your vision, replace your destiny. Throw down what you wanted to pursue. And the uncle looked at me and he said, son, I said, yes, sir. He said, children that have heart, cap, they don't have head. He said, the ones who have head, they don't have cap. He said, you have head, you don't have cap. He said, my children, they have cap, they don't have head. He said, let me advise you. He said, leave that university something. He said, go and learn mechanic work. Or tailoring, learn tailoring. He said, you are better. My uncle. And I went back to my mother. God bless my mother here. My mother looked at me. She said, go back to God. She said, go back to God. I will look up to the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, who made the heavens and the earth. He will not let me fall. He will not let me falter. He who keepeth Israel will neither sleep nor slumber. For the Lord is my light. The Lord is my salvation. The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? He who keepeth Israel will neither sleep nor slumber. He is a lifter up of my head. Am I talking to somebody in the house of God here? Shout, I will reach my destiny. You are not talking like you mean to say, I will get there. Say it with power. Say, I will get there. I turn to my rock. I turn to the rock of ages. I said, Lord, I have admission. I have no money. My mother looked at the admission. She cried. She said, now you have admission. Who will send you to school? I said, but you told me to turn to God. She said, I understand. And Jehovah Jireh showed up. I now became the one taking care of those who came from oil company, those who came from parents who are wealthy. I became the one taking care of them on campus. I show up in University of Ibadan, sir, you will think that I'm working in one company as an MD. I come with, sir, I'm talking about double-breasted suits, cotton, shirts clean, ties from Germany, all my dresses from Germany. God bless my father, Dr. Teju Bogunjuku of Cadbury. He will go to Germany when he's coming back. He will come back. He says, Samu, when I come, he said, here are clothes for you. I'll pick up suits, 23 suits, thinking of me, shirts, ties. I became distributor of them. And you tell me there's no God who cares for the children who look up to him. Light prevails. You are light. You didn't hear me. I say you are what? Say I am light. Say I prevail. Say I am light. Say I am unstoppable. Foolishness will not stop you. Cloudiness will not stop you. Blindness will not stop you. Gloominess will not stop you. Joylessness will not stop you. Focuslessness will not stop you. Restlessness will not stop you. Miserableness will not stop you. Sickness will not stop you. Powerlessness will not stop you. Hopelessness will not stop you. If you receive a shout, a big amen in the house of. Our time is gone. I'll just leave you with this thought as we leave. Please, as light always gets to its destination through the clouds, light must reach where it's going to. You didn't hear what I said? I said, light must do what, ma? Sir, you can block my room. You must get to where you are coming for uncle to help you. Uncle say, I can't help you. Now let you be helper. Are you the only helper in this world? Light must do what, ma? Light must get to where his destination, sir. Light expels darkness. Light increases speed. Light gives direction. You don't carry light and walk in confusion. I want to pray for you. You don't carry light and walk in confusion. Sir, I can sense in my spirit here now, there are individuals under the sound of my voice. This is the third month of the year. You are still not clear what to do this year. Please, I'm not joking. I'm not joking. I can just sense that cloud. This is the third month of the year, and there is no clear path that this is the way I'm following. This is what I'm going to do this year that will prosper me. I know for, I have light. This is a path. He said, those who carry the light of life don't stumble along the path of life. And many have been stumbling like this, man, for years. This year, next year, the years before. No clear spine. No line upon line. Precept from glory to glory. No build up. No build up. Light gives direction. Speed is dangerous without direction. Father, give me speed to go where? What I have learned from hanging around people in the aviation world is that the jets can travel, it can travel exceptional miles per hour. Is that okay? But you know what I've noticed about them? They are not in a rush to fly. Never in a rush to fly. They can fly, but they are not in a rush to fly. So what I notice they do, so I will just, you will just notice the pilots sit down. Have you noticed them? Just sit down in that their cockpit, they'll be doing some things, they'll be playing with some. So because I have quite a number of them as well, I say, what are people doing? They say they have to establish what they call flight path. Flight path. And in the flight path, that there must be flight destination. Flight location, flight destination. They must chart it. Not only that, I even learned that they must send it to the control tower or wherever. That this way I'm going to, I'm sending you my flight path. So the first thing is to be clear. Be clear where you are going to. I tell our young people, I say, you don't need a wife when you are not clear. It is marrying somebody into your confused.com world. Your wife can't clarify your destiny. She's coming to join someone who knows where it's going to. That on arrival, you are telling her your destination. Where are we going to? Father, open my eyes. Give me light. You've been dealing with confusion since the beginning of this year. Wave your hands at me. I just want to pray with you. God bless you. Wow. Wave it at me. I want to pray with you. Let's pray. Put your right hand on your head. Father, I pray for all those precious children of yours. I pray for clarity. I pray for direction. I pray for clarity. I pray for direction. The Lord give you direction. The Lord give you clarity. Let the veil be taken away. Let light shine. In Jesus' mighty name. Please, because of our time, I just want, please don't miss Thursday. Make sure you're here on Thursday. Can we all stand? Let's pray together. I have a burden in my heart to pray about. Just very simple prayer. It says the light shines in darkness, and darkness cannot overcome it. Darkness cannot what? Sickness is darkness. Hopelessness is darkness. Poverty is darkness. Huh? Lack is darkness. Everything that does not represent God is darkness. Light shines in darkness. You are light. Somebody say, I'm light. Please, place your hand on yourself as I pray for you. And I need your amen very strongly, and I want your faith to be wrapped around these words. From today, every expression and manifestation of darkness that has been suppressing the expression of your light, let it fail now. Every manifestation of darkness that has been playing with your destiny loses control now. Loses control now. From today, your light shines through the dark. Your light shines over the dark. Your light shines in the dark. Darkness will not suppress you. Darkness will not cover you. Darkness will not bury you. This week, let your light shine. This week, let your glory break forth. This week, let your light find expression. If you believe it, let your amen shout louder. Say, I am light. Say, I am light. Say, I am light. Say, I shine. Say, darkness has no place in my life. Darkness can't stand me. Darkness can't stop me. Darkness can't suffocate me. Darkness can't suppress me. Say, I shine through. Say, I reach my destination. If you believe it, shout a big amen in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. What a word of inspiration. What a word of faith. What a word of hope.